Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Before we begin, allow me to make a very special announcement. A press release went out today all across the country regarding the soft skills training workshops that we're going to be hosting on October 6th in Dallas, Texas at the Omni Hotel on LBJ Freeway. I would love for you to be my very special guest. If you like to come and you want to be my guest, there will be no cost to you. All you've got to do is send an email to dlwallace@simplysuccess.com, and once I receive it, I will forward it to my office. They'll make sure that you receive some special prizes and gifts from my office as well for becoming a special guest of mine. It's a life-changing event that you do not want to miss. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply here and there. Here and there. Think about these small but powerful words. Everyone is interested in getting from one place to another. Sometimes we commonly call it going from point A to point B. I don't care if you do that by train, plane, or automobile. Everyone has a here and everyone has a there. Now remember, here is a small four-letter word that simply represents our current location. Everyone has a here. And there represents our desired destination or situation. Everyone also has a there. Now, there can also represent where we came from, and it can represent where we're going. Here always represents where we are. And in business, it's important for every leader to define on behalf of him or herself and the respective teams what is the here and what is the there. You want to know where your team members came from. You already see where they are, but you also want to know, more importantly, where they are going. And once we have the here and there conversation, then we can win. Now remember, everybody's looking to get there. They're not looking to go back there. They're looking to get there. What I mean by that is we're all looking for a purpose or a new position or a new process that we can move forward to. So in business, we've got to know how to get there. You know, if you're traveling from coast to coast, you know you're going to get there by plane. You know, if you're traveling on a cruise, you're going to get there by boat. Well, in business, if you're looking to excel and advance and improve and thrive, how do you get there? Now pay attention to the word and you'll discover that the only difference between the word here and the word there is a T. That's it. Put a T in front of the word here and then you have there. By the same token, my friends, I say to you that there is just a few T's that separate us from where we are to where we want to go. Let's outline those four T's if we can in this training segment. That first T says, I have to have a commitment to training. Yes, my friends and neighbors, a commitment to training. It doesn't matter what type of business you run, what you do, what your entrepreneurial endeavors might be. There still has to be a training ground in order for you to succeed. You may be the best baker in town. However, there still has to be some training to get you from where you are as a baker to where you want to be as a baker. Now, you think about it for a second, my friends. See, that training has to have somebody involved. You don't want to spend the time to attempt to train yourself. I hear people say all the time, I'm training myself to do this and I'm training myself to do that. Well, that's going to yield a predictable and less favorable outcome. Take driver's ed, for instance. The teenagers cannot take driving tests unless they've been trained by someone qualified. They go down to take their driver's test and they must present their driver's ed certifications. They cannot teach themselves. Even though the experienced drivers make it look easy, the reality is we all need somebody to train us. The question is, who is training you? When you think about it, my friends and neighbors, who is the one that's pouring into you, that's teaching you, that's taking you step by step? Now, let's ask the question another way. Who are you training? Because by that same token, my friends, we can get there a lot easier if we have someone that is training us, that has already been there, came back here to help us go there. That's how the training process works, my friend. We've got to have training to go from here to there. That second component is we also have to have trust. We've got to have trust. You remember that game we used to play as kids where somebody would stand behind us and then we'd fold our arms and fall backwards, right? And then that person was supposed to catch us. It was simply a game of trust. Now, depending on who you were trusting, they either caught you or you fell flat on your back and you got up angry at the person that you thought you could trust. Well, business is the same way, my friends and neighbors. We've got to have some trust either in a company or a system or a process that we're going to hang our hats on. We can't get there without trusting in something and somebody. So say, for example, my friends, if you say to yourself, hey, how do I establish that trust? How do I get that confidence in the system? Well, first of all, if you're in a system and if there's a structure already set out that says if you do these things, you're going to be successful, we first of all have to use that system. Use the system in order to build trust in it. You can never trust anything you never try. Think about it. You can never trust anything you never try. I was experimenting with a new Cadillac they have on the market now that can actually drive itself in certain distances on a highway. That means you take your hands off the steering wheel, you take your feet off the brake pedals and the gas, and you just sit back and relax, and the vehicle drives on its own, whatever speed you set it to drive on. Well, in the beginning, it's difficult to trust it, but the more you try it, then the greater the trust becomes. And everyone I tell about that Cadillac driving experience that has never tried it, all say, oh man, I can't trust that. Now, I don't know if I can trust that. They're only speaking from a standpoint of inexperience. By the same token, my friends, in business, there are many new team members that are afraid to jump out and experience something, and we've got to encourage them to try. We can never trust until we try. That other team, my friends and neighbors, just reminds us of the importance of tenacity. Tenacity is just a fancy word for hanging in until you get what you want, hanging on until you get what you want. We know that getting there takes time, and you can't get there with impatience. You ever gone on a trip with younger children, and every 30 minutes they're asking, are we there yet? And it seems like they're asking every 2 minutes, but they get so impatient, they are wanting to get there immediately. Well, getting there requires a level of tenacity, saying, I've got to hang in there. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to generate that tenacity by not thinking in terms of days and weeks and months. Think in terms of years. You know, many years ago, before transportation was advanced as it is right now, before the airplane existed, almost everyone had to travel by boat. And if you wanted to get from Europe to the United States, the only way you could do that was on a ship. And that ship took months in order to make it to port on U.S. territory. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, we can't think in hours or in seconds or in small minor numbers. We've got to recognize that if we're looking to accomplish great wealth and sustain a phenomenal business and a thriving enterprise, it takes years to do that. You know that old saying that says Rome was not built in a day? Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, what you want to accomplish does not happen overnight. It's going to require tenacity to hang in there like never before. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that last T just reminds us of the importance of teamwork. It's so much easier to get there when we have a team. Have you ever traveled on a long trip by yourself? Say you were driving from one state to another, and the distance may have been 10, 12, 14 hours. Well, that was a long, lonely journey. However, then add one person to the vehicle. Put one individual on the passenger side, and you're talking and laughing and joking and stopping to eat, and before you know it, you're already there. And it seemed like the trip goes so much faster just because you have the power of a team. How are you leveraging your team, my friends? Are you utilizing the people that are around you to get there? My friends, I'm telling you, we all have the capacity to go from here to there if we institute these four T's. I hope you've enjoyed this training segment, and I assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.